Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What up?
What's up? We're back to talk about the episode.
Yeah, I can't believe it's the finale next week. I actually snuck up on me. Like, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. But now I'm like, wait, what? Next week? Do you think it's going to be a two-parter finale?
I think so. I don't see how they're going to cram the whole party into one episode.
It came up so fast that they're like, next week in the finale. Like, I mean, I know the reunion's a bloodbath, but if we look at the timing, it is late April, so that does make sense.
Hmm. Yeah. It needs to end. So I'm actually, like, happy. Like,
I was happy.
I feel like for their sake, it needs to end. Like, I feel sorry for us, you know, like, oh, man, but also happy. It's like the first time I've ever felt like this about a season.
Yeah. I've always wanted to end.
Like, this is the first one that I'm like, they really could have cut down on the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Or just filled the episodes with actual content instead of flashbacks and filler crap.
Or people disappearing from the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of people on social media were like, production needs to change, the crew needs to change, and you guys have heard us. We agree. It's just, it's too edited, it's too scripted, too manufactured, too, we're not scripted, we're real. It's like, it's too manipulated, okay? If you don't want the word scripted, it's too manipulated.
Yes.
And it's just, it's too much. And it just, it shows. Now it's boring. The whole season has been boring.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone says, oh, what season should I start? Obviously, you should always start, like Maria from Sound of Music, let's start from the very beginning.
Yes.
You should always start from the beginning of any show, which is why I haven't watched certain shows, because it's too overwhelming when there's like 16 seasons, like Walking Dead or Game of Thrones, or I know you're into Game of Thrones. I just feel too overwhelmed. Like, how do I start now? Or Breaking Bad, that sort of thing. This is still doable for newbies, but please start with season one, season two. In my opinion, they are the best.
Yes.
This season has jumped the shark. We got that a little bit last season, a little bit with the wedding, season five, but season one, season two, gold.
Good as gold. Okay. So this has been a crazy week. Ronnie has been on spring break. Oh my God. Side note, you guys, if you have not joined our Facebook group, join our Facebook group. We do have a couple of questions because our group is growing and things were getting like a little out of hand in there. So, and thank you to our moderators who do such a good job in there.
Thank you.
But
do everything.
It was so funny. Someone to get into the group said, I don't know the host name, but I know that one of them's name is Ronnie and she was throwing up. That's what someone wrote in their answer, and I was dying. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, that's cool.
Maybe I say Ronnie too much. Today I was watching the episode again to take notes, and Ronnie was sitting there, and she's like, Mom, does this show know that you have a little girl? And I said, no, Ronnie, they don't know that. You know, Mommy isn't on this show. I just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I know, but do they know you have a little girl so they don't say bad words? I think she's talking about how they bleep it or something. I don't know, but I was just like, oh my God. No, they don't know that.
Maybe she was watching Watch What Happens Live and Andy scolding people when they
maybe.
And they do bleep it.
Maybe.
And then he scolds them saying, you can't say that word.
Yeah.
So maybe she caught one of those.
Maybe.
Ronnie is a night owl.
Yes, she is.
So, you guys, I was in Vegas this weekend, and it was last minute, and I was really super bummed because I was trying to follow threads, but I was also in my own personal hell. But I was really bummed to hear, I found out later, Kimmy was there. Hey, Kimmy. Kimmy came to our premiere party. We also met her at an event in Irvine.
I know. You guys weren't able to hook up?
I didn't see it that she was there until I was already out of...
Darn.
I'm seriously... Okay, I got to tell you. You guys, you saw in the Facebook group I posted. Okay. I was walking from Venetian Palazzo to Caesars. And there's always that thing, like, do you want to enter into the Forum shops off the sidewalk or go around the main entrance?
Yeah.
And I'm okay entering into the Forum shops. And I probably should have done that so I could have, like, left a trail of, you know, like, is it Goldilocks that leaves a trail? Who leaves a trail?
The kids that go to the house with, like, the...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyways... I'm like, I'm just going to go to the main and just wander my way through and find it.
You're like, I'm going to stop at Louis Vuitton, maybe Chanel. I don't know.
Yeah. Hate that shit. I hate Caesars. And actually, as you guys saw in the Facebook group, I now find a use for Peter's app because I avoid Caesars like the plague. I hate it. It's a nice place. It's just, there's so many corridors. It's so easy to get lost. Like, Venetian Palazzo, so easy. One giant room. Very easy. Granted, there's a shopping plaza, blah, 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 but I never go up there. Again, because, you know, I just get my Louboutins shipped right to me.
Right.
Well, they usually bring it to me in, like, a trunk.
Like a personal shopper delivers it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I go, and I go through the main, and I'm like, I should have went through the Forum shops. Anyways, finally find, I'm searching. There's no signs for Vanderpump Lounge. I'm like, I'll find it. And I actually had to stop and Google it. And, oh, it's in the Forum shops. Okay, well, I'll go over to the Forum shops. And eventually I stumble upon it. Huge line. Took some pictures, posted the pictures. And then I went and asked the maitre d', hey, is this... Can I just go into the bar or is this the line for the bar and the restaurant? He's like, oh, it's for both. I'm like, okay, cool. And then someone was looking at a menu and I was like, oh, can I have that after you? So I took the menu and I snapped all the pictures of the menu, the drinks, everything. The drinks looked fantastic. Like I was interested in several of them. So if you guys want to see what's on the drink menu at Vanderpump Lounge in Vegas at Caesar's Palace, go on our Facebook group, Vanderpump Rules Party. I wanted to try several. So I asked for the menu and the menu looks great. All the drinks looked really appetizing. I wanted to try several of them. And that's why I want you to come so that we can try several again.
Yeah.
It
looks so cool. And
yeah, it was really beautiful. It was very much like Pomp. It was a garden and tropical, but some nice ornate detail like Tom Tom. And I did want to eat there. There was some food I wanted to eat. They had like a grilled cheese sampler kind of thing. It looked really good. But I was by myself. So you guys, I know I don't do lines, but I will. But I was by myself and I didn't know Kimmy was there till later. Or I would have met up with her if she would have had me. So I did though. I walked past, took pictures, and then I was like, oh, buck up. Come on. Suck it up. Come on. Take it for the team. So I did wait in line and the line didn't move. And it was, so I was catching up on everything. I'm like, okay, well, I can catch up on all the posts and everything like that. So I did all that and the line still hadn't moved. And I was like, screw this. So then I actually stopped at a gift shop next door because someone had said like they couldn't find any merchandise. I'm like, I'm just going to check every place in this place, especially the ones nearby the lounge. So I stop in and they didn't have any merch. And I asked them, I said, is there any merchandise for Vanderpump Lounge? And they told me, oh, yes, yeah, a store by City of David, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, where is that? And they pointed out to me, oh, just down here to the left. I'm like, really? Just down here to the left? Okay. Well, that didn't work out. So then I turn around, I come back, I end up back by the lounge. I wait in line again. Then I end up going the other way, thinking, I've given up. I'm just going to the street. I just want out of this place. I go to the end thinking, okay, at the end of the Forum shops, I will hit the sidewalk because I know there's an entrance. But no, the end is like a mega Nike store the size of IKEA. And I walk in and I literally like my shoulders shrug and I'm like, like Kristen Doty. And this guy's like, hi, can I help you? And I was like, I want out of here. I just want to get out of here. He's like, well, just the door's right there. It's an open door. It's like, there is no door. It's a whole wall of openness. I'm like, I'm not talking about the Nike store. Sorry. I'm not trying to offend the Nike store. I went out of this building, out of the casino, and I almost start crying. I'm like, I just need to get out of here. It had been so long. I've been trying and trying. And anyways, he's like, okay, ma'am, it's okay. It's okay. He's like, go back the way you came. I'm like, I don't know the way I came. There's so many corridors and designers. And I'm like freaking out on him. And he's like, just follow the signs. I'm like, I'm going to make it like 20,000 more steps, which is a good problem. But like, I don't want them. My feet hurt. Anyways, I'm going off on this Nike guy. I feel really bad for him. I just lost it. But so then as I'm backtracking, I'm like, okay, well, I've done all these steps. I'm determined to find this City of David store. Have to ask like 9 people. Finally find it. There's no merch. There's Vanderpump Rosé and Vanderpump Vodka and like 3 champagne glasses. I'm like, seriously?
Seriously?
No pens, no keychains, no nothing, no shot glasses. Blah. So I'm like, fine, whatever. I'm buying the 3 champagne glasses. I wanted to send this girl this one, and I'm like, hey, we have a couple giveaways. So then as I'm checking out, and you know, it takes them, you know, they got to wrap it up and on the tissue paper, it takes forever, pain in the ass. I started doing it with them to help because I felt bad for the people behind me. So then I asked, I'm like, well, is this all the merchandise? I'm like, oh, there's another store. I'm like, where's that? So then they tell me, get lost again, try to find this other store, Emperor's Essentials. Go to that store. They have more champagne glasses and now they have shot glasses. Mm. So then I buy all those and they only have like 3 and 3 on display. So then I go the same process. I'm wrapping up stuff in tissue paper and they're like, dude, you don't have to do that. I'm like, there's people behind me. I feel bad. And they're like, yeah, that's really nice of you. I'm like, I'm trying to be efficient. I was a bag boy once, bag girl, whatever. I get it. Just try to like, you know, help everyone along. And then they're like, well, you know, there's more merchandise at this other essential store. I'm like, where is that? And they're like, and they have the tall shot glasses. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get, I'm like, do they have pens or tchotchkes or is it just the same shit? And they're like, well, no, it's just the same stuff, but our rosé is cheaper than theirs. They're charging $60. They're charging $60 for Vanderpump Rosé at these shops.
Are you shitting me?
No. Like, wow. So then I did find the other store because at this point I'm like, fuck it. I'm just on a mission.
So are these near where the freaking restaurant is?
Nowhere. Nowhere near. There are 2 gift shops near the restaurant, none of which carry any merchandise.
Well, that makes no sense.
No. And then I said, well, why isn't this in the, you know, near the thing? And they said, well, I guess Lisa's trying to get a kiosk of her own merchandise inside the lounge. And I'm like, that's not going to go well. Her track record on that is not good.
No, not good.
So you guys are going to make a killing. She is not, because that will never happen. If they have it, it's going to be tucked back in a back corner where no one sees it.
That's right. And even if someone does want something, they won't get it.
The staff will not be aware of it.
No.
And they won't
know how to ring it up.
Right.
So.
So then I went to my 3rd store and I bought out tall shot glasses, short ones, and the rest of champagne glass. I bought out all of the merchandise except for the alcohol, so no one can get anything. So there you go. And we're giving those away.
Yay. That's so nice of you.
And they're not even that exciting. They're pink.
Okay. So since it's like a tall shot glass, is that used to be like, I'll have a half of a shot?
So the... It's like at Sir, they have the tall, skinny shot glasses or the short, fat. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, really the tall, skinny ones, that's a huge shot. So these guys half shot. If they're talking that kind of shot glass, it's a full shot. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get a drink at a place that really measures strictly, you mm-hmm. know, like a chain restaurant. To these guys, that's a half shot.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, well, that was kind of it. So we do have good giveaway. So it was very beautiful. I wish I could eat there and drink there. And next time Holly goes, I'm for sure going to go so that we can pop in there and have some drinks. I went back 3 times and the line was still there. It wasn't unbearable. Like you could totally. Okay, so we're definitely going to try it. We're going to come back to you guys on what the cocktails taste like. They definitely look good. I'm super more interested in trying them than the ones at Tom Tom. And from what I've heard so far, they taste really good. But they definitely look like they're more my style a little bit. Just a little bit more focused on the flavor and than just the flair. But it was very beautiful. It looked like a tropical jungle. It smelled great. And so I can't wait to go back with actually people. But
yeah, that's hard to go by yourself.
Yeah. But speaking of smells, you guys, let's talk about this week's sponsor, Scentbird. You guys have heard us talk about this before. Scentbird is a subscription perfume business that has perfume sent to your home. And Holly and I love this because they're sent in these great little cases that prevent spillage, but they're really handy, so they fit in any size of purse. I like to carry a small purse, and so for me it works really well, and I don't have to worry about, like, you know, when you're traveling and something bumps it and it spills all over. I love it. They have designer perfumes from any kind of designer you're interested in or like or you want to try. It's a great way to try different designer perfumes without committing to the high price that you would have to pay at a department store. If you use our code VPR, you'll get 50% off your first month. So that's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. And I'm telling you guys, this bottle is huge. I am still using, I got three of them. I'm still working on my same bottle, one of my favorite scents. And I use it quite often. But technically, it's good for about 120 sprays. So it depends on how often, you know, you want to replenish your spray yourself. I love the size. I love the travel mobility of it, that it's safe, secure, doesn't spill over. I love that I can try different scents without having to invest a lot of money, you know, at department stores or your makeup stores. And it's not like the little itty bitty travel thing, you know, or sample size that you get sometimes with free makeup purchases. It's not one of those things, because those things, yeah, I love them because they're free. But half the time I can't even read what the fragrance is, because the font is so small, because it's a little vial, right? Mm-hmm. They spill over. I can't even read the font. I have to hold it up in the sunlight, and half the time I can't even read it then. So,
or the sprayer won't work or something. It's just frustrating.
Yeah. Or you dump too much. So this is perfect. I love that we can try different scents for not a lot of money. And you guys, Mother's Day is coming up, and I thought this would be a great Mother's Day present.
100%. I know exactly who's getting this, and I'm excited about it. First of all, our code is amazing, so I'm going to use the heck out of that.
Yeah, I'm going to use it several times.
But yeah, like Sarah said, you guys, when I first received my fragrance, I was kind of disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I want the cute bottle that like comes at the department store. But now, since using the little bottle that it comes in, I'm obsessed, and I don't ever want to have a normal size fragrance again. Why? You get sick of it and it gets old and gross. And I mean, I honestly really like these things.
In my bathroom, I have three bottles that are from 2008. I still like the way the bottle looks, but I use it as decor. I don't use it because it's old and smells stale.
Right.
So these bottles, you have a cute little size bottle, but it's in these cute little cases to protect it. So you can pull it out of the case if you just want to display it or have it handy. But the case itself is very handy. So anyways, I love it. And you can get any kind of brand, whether it be Gucci or Philosophy or Christian Dior. I picked a couple, and then I got a surprise one, and that ended up being my favorite.
Oh, wow.
But they have, you can sort by scent, you can sort by designer, all sorts of options. So again, go to scentbird.com. That's scentbird.com/VPR. Use promo code VPR and get 50% off your first month. So that's only $7.50 for your first fragrance.
Cool.
Awesome. So anyway, so that was it with Vanderpump Vegas. It was cool to see. I'm glad I went. I did, you know, have a couple meltdowns.
Did you get to peek in at like what the servers looked like and stuff? Did you see any like superstars that could be on the new show?
No, they just looked like normal sir, but I was thinking that. I'm like, who could be?
Who's the superstar here?
Who's the next reality star? That's where you got to go in. It's a little caged off between like literally kind of like a cagey fence and a lot of trees. It's like pumping that way. It's very shielded. But the maitre d' was nice. They had a security guard. She's actually the one that gave me the menu.
Oh, it's a she.
Later, because I went there several times, it was a he.
Okay.
So they had a she and a he.
Wow, that's interesting.
But they had a security guard standing right there by the maitre d', so.
Cool. Did
little odd, though, because you're inside of Caesars, but, you know, when I was at the Palazzo, there was also security dogs, and I think everyone's just up their security measure.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I don't remember, did Kimmy get in either, or did she just stop by and look? Because I don't remember hearing like her full story. I don't think she went in.
Yeah, I just saw a picture of her in front of it, so I'm not sure if she went in or not.
Kimmy? Yeah. Kimmy, did you?
If you guys want to hear more, go to the Facebook group.
Shout out to Kimmy at the LBC. Okay, so anything else on social media? Quick social media roundup here, and then we're going to jump into the episode.
Well, we did confirm Jax's house. Was the one that you looked up and posted.
Yes, I can't believe it.
Emelita Way, again, if you guys aren't in the Facebook group, join the Facebook group and you can see all of the addresses to all of the cast's new home purchases. You can see their homes. You can see their whole listing so you can get a tour of the house, see what the neighbors look like. So Jax and Brittany are in Valley Glen. Kristen is like 5 minutes away from Tom and Ariana. Have we confirmed Katie and Schwartz?
No. Unless theirs is that other one, that brown one.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though. I don't know.
With all the neighbors.
The
one that Jax and Brittany, I was pleased to see that they had a little bit more privacy. I was just thankful on behalf of their neighbors that I think they should have privacy fences for Jax and Brittany.
Yeah.
For the fatten, and God knows, you know, Jax is going to be out there naked. I love the trolling the editors did on the Jax flashback when they showed like fat Jax.
And yes.
And his huge stomach. Love it.
Yes.
Good job, editors. Finally, you're stepping it up.
Yeah, they haven't. They've also continued to be on their game with Sheena.
Yeah.
That's all they do with her. It's like, okay, you know how to do it with her. How about everybody else?
Right. Again, time for a shift change. Like, let's switch it up.
So this weekend, obviously it was Easter. So that was, you know, family stuff going on. But Brittany had a bridal shower that was Great Gatsby themed.
Yeah. That's original.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure maybe that was someone's idea that threw it for her or something. But I don't know if I'd want.
I just want to look fancy.
But the whole story of the Great Gatsby isn't the most beautiful story to build a marriage on.
Or is the theme, Brittany got jaxed. I got jaxed, y'all.
Oh my gosh. Brittany Couchy.
A lot of girls got jaxed. I don't know that that should be your theme, hon.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have been jaxed.
Yeah. Maybe choose another theme. Maybe something a little more positive. I don't know. Just saying.
In other news, Rob is in a happy relationship and shoving it into Sheena's face by saying, like, happy birthday to me and showing, like, his girlfriend's hot body.
Yeah, did you watch what happens live?
No.
They brought up Rob, and Andy was like, oh, yeah, isn't he engaged? And Sheena was like, what? No, I don't know. He's like, yeah, he's engaged, right? Which I don't think he is. Andy obviously has misinformation, but he totally threw her. And she's like, no. Well, I don't know. Like,
Who cares? Doorman. Doorman.
But was that his girlfriend in his post when he said happy birthday to me with that?
Yeah. Big time. Big time.
Well, happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday, Rob. You know, hope you're enjoying your life. Also, someone created a cross stitch of the couples of Vanderpump Rules, and Jax had a mini meltdown saying, like, I guess me and Brittany aren't on the show.
Now, was it the same? Like, we've seen the cross stitch girl do, like, several cross stitch.
This is a different girl.
Different girl. Okay.
This one, like, seems more innocent. Not that the girl that does the other one isn't innocent, but this one, like, it seemed like this really came from a place of love.
I mean, she created these. Her Lala and Rand one wasn't so good, but I love that she put Rand in the black t-shirt. Like, he's like the new Michael Kors, where Michael Kors only wears a black t-shirt. So I love that. And that's how we know Lala and her t-shirt, her daddy t-shirt. It is Rand and her dad. My daddy's. Because Rand's in the black t-shirt. And I'm like, oh God, I just, you know what? Like, if her dad was still alive when she put daddies on the back, maybe it'll be okay. But right now it's just like, because it's such a storyline, and also because he's not here anymore, it's just so creepy to me to put Randall and your dead dad all over your t-shirt and then put daddies. It's just freaky to me. I know what you said earlier, like, you always want, I want someone to say, you know, call me daddy. That's different. But when you put your literal daddy lover and your dad that just passed, and your whole storyline is about that, like, it's creepy.
Yeah, I guess I can't relate to it because I try, you know, like, I always try to, like, apply it to myself, and I imagine having, like, Chad and then my dad, right, and Chad, and I'm just like, oh God.
See, like, I was just gonna say that. Do you want Ron and Chad on a t-shirt and then put hashtag daddies?
No.
I mean, actually, in your case, you would mean daddies as in, like, that's your daddy and that's Ronnie and Daisy's daddy. So, okay, I think that's how you would intend it to be, and that would be okay.
That's actually kind of funny.
But that's not how she intended it to be.
No.
Because she doesn't have kids. She has stepchildren.
Right. Yes,
she's a stepmother, not taken away from that, but that's not what she means by it.
If I only think of it in, like, the sweetest possible, most wholesome way, I think it's okay. But if you think of it, like, in, because she's open up about how she does role playing and things like that, and I think that's what really...
That's okay. It's okay if she wants to call him daddy and all that. It's just... On the same t-shirt with your dad.
It's
just that
it's really mixing and...
Just not on the same t-shirt. Get a separate t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Separate. Separate but equal.
Also,
which is never a thing, except for in this case.
That's right.
This is the only time I want separate but equal.
We've also been watching Stassi embark on her book tour, which has been interesting. People have been posting their stories, you know, positive, not positive. I mean, in Stassi's defense, I will say that I've had many experiences that I've complained about that I've kind of done to myself, you know, where it's like you go to these things and that's just how it is. Like, they can't accommodate everyone. It's not going to be like a golden experience for everyone.
She spent so much time in hair and makeup and outfits, and I get it. And signing 1,000 books is I'm sure, not easy.
Just having to be on for that amount of time and
picture,
just, you know, and then making sure that every person has a good experience, you know.
She said she tries to, like, have one connection with each person.
Yeah, I mean, that's
which I do appreciate.
That's exhausting.
But yeah, did you see that post that was floating around? So someone posted that it was sad, I guess, because you have to buy tickets for her meet and greet, and this one was in Dallas, and the people were coming from Oklahoma, so they signed up and they said, okay, your thing is between 9 and 10, but do not show up before 9 p.m. because we just can't handle the overflow and that sort of thing. Do not show up early. So they've traveled 4 or 5 hours from Oklahoma and got there at 9:20, and the bookstore was closed. They're like, sorry, Stassi was tired. She went home, and the girl was getting it for, like, a graduation gift for her sister because she idolizes Stassi. And it was just a sad story. They're like, you can pick, she signed some books. You can pick your book up on Monday, Well, they're like, well, we have to go back. We just traveled 4 or 5 hours. Like, it was a sad story. And I don't know. I mean, maybe, yeah, maybe the line was done and Stassi went home. So we're not saying it's her fault.
No, no. And I mean, I know that, like, I am guilty of, like, literally saying things like this for the last 2 years. So I am hardly even taking myself seriously right now. But I can't help but wonder if Stassi is, quote unquote, tired at these things because she's pregnant. And when she, and then when she comes out and announces that she is, she'll say, hey, guys, anyone who was mad at me, I was pregnant. That's why it was so hard for me to do this book signing.
And I wish Bo was here.
Yes. I just, there's a neediness that's coming out of her. There's a tiredness. Well,
it was the last city and she was missing Bo and her dogs. And she was very clear about that on her IG stories.
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, I would think he'd be with her. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she has some time to play with. She could be like, turns out, like, I was 1 week pregnant. That's why I was tired.
Yeah, you know, that's, I was making a human.
Yeah. That's a story that's going to be told.
Yes.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, so calling that one just in case.
So the merchant, and I'm calling right now, the Lala will be a bridesmaid, as will Randall be a groomsman. Everyone's like, why wasn't Lala there? But it's like, well, they're not really close. However, if you watch them on social media, Lala and Brittany and Randall and Jax have been going everywhere together on the PJ. And even Brittany says on a podcast recently, she's like, Jax and Randall, they're just best friends now. Lala said it too. They're best friends. They're closer than me and Lala. They're the best friends, and like it's kind of like Lala and Brittany are like friends because they're the girlfriends of the two best friends, the two very best friends. So I kind of think because they have been spending so much time together and traveling and PJing it, and you know, Randall's like, Jax, are these shoes cool? Jax, is this shirt cool? And Jax feels like young and like he's cool because, you know, normally he's not cool. And his friend,
or young,
like you know, because he's the old man to Sandoval and whatnot. So now Jax is like, yeah, I'm the cool young dude, and Randall's like, cool, I got a young cool, like Randall to me still lives in like Ed Hardy world, and to see Jax, like Jax has moved up from Ed Hardy to like Diesel or what's the other one. Whatever. He's moved up a step above Ed Hardy, Christian Adache, to the next level, but it's still like 10 years ago next level.
Right.
But Randall's like, cool. That's what I should be wearing. I should be wearing that t-shirt. Cool. So Randall's like in Jax envy, and Jax is loving it because finally he's the cool guy. So they've become best friends. So I really think that Lala's going to be, in addition to the bridesmaids, and it will even out because Jax is going to want Randall. So it's not like they have to come up with another one. It's an even match.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction.
All right.
Yeah. So, okay, you guys, we're going to do a two-parter. We wanted to do this little update because we don't want it to be a, you know, 3-hour binge. So you guys have like bite size. So we're going to get into the episode and the next episode part. Two. Anything else going on social media before we move on to that?
Just more Jax shit talking, but nothing really to write home about. I'm sure you guys see it too.
Oh yeah, he's been like popping. Oh, they edited me. They took it out of context.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that too.
Okay.
And I need some Advil. I have horrible cramps.
Oh my god, I never got that for you.
Okay. I know, I'm like starting to die.
I got it.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.